Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special holiday episode of Ragnarok, a Ragnarok Life Day Carol, where Meyer learns the meaning of something special to all of us, Life Day. Let's take a listen.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. What a fine treat it is to have you all here tonight. Please, make yourselves at home. Turkey's just about done, and if you're thirsty, there's a big bottle of holiday cheer stashed behind the old radio set there. Yes, sir. It's times like these, sitting down by the fire, enjoying your fifth glass of Canadian rye, when the spirit of the season forces its way into the cold, empty space where your heart used to be. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, for all of you lucky little scamps who haven't been through three divorces or experienced acute renal failure, I'm referring to a holiday that stirs up long-dead emotions. Emotions that make this fine whiskey taste so darn good. And just what kind of a special day could drive a man to put away half his body weight in hooch? Christmas, maybe. No, sir. Hanukkah? Not a chance. No, folks, I'm talking about Life Day, the time of year when big old hairy Wookiees return to their mangy, flea-ridden families, when rebels and Imperials alike can sit down and reflect on their failures, and even Boba Fett himself cannot help but... Now, who could that be? Let's go see, shall we? Well now, it looks like a vagrant has come begging for booze money.
No, sir, I'm not homeless. My car broke down and my cell phone's dead, so if I could please just come in for 5 minutes to use your phone.
Why, sure. Come on in. After all, nothing says let a stranger into your home late at night like a half a quart of rye. Well, that and the spirit of Life Day.
The what now?
Why, you don't mean to say that you've never heard of the spirit of Life Day, do you, son?
Actually, I do, because I haven't.
Well then, you just set yourself right down here on my knee, and I'll tell you a story that'll reveal the true meaning of Life Day.
I'm good, thanks. If you don't mind, I'm just going to make a quick call to AAA.
Boy, if you don't get your fat bearded self over here and set down on my knee, I'm going to take off my belt and whoop your backside raw. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now then, where was I? Yes, the spirit of Life Day. You see, once upon a time in a galaxy, right around here someplace, there lived a man by the name of Billy Meyer, and he was the meanest, rottenest, most vile son of a bee you ever did meet.
Deck the halls with Admiral Mahdi, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Have the troopers move the body, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our trooper armor, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Kill the rebels while they slumber, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get off my lawn, you damn kids!
Ah! Oh no, it's Meyer! It's old man Meyer, run!
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here!
You didn't have to do that, Meyer. They're just trying to spread some Star Wars cheer.
Fuck Star Wars, it died in 1999.
Come on, don't be that way. I mean, sure, the prequels aren't the best part of the series, but they're still Star Wars.
Not in my mind. For me, Star Wars ended in 1983, when the adorable teddy bear people defeated the Empire, Luke turned his father back from the dark side, and Han finally admitted to Leia that he loved her.
Well, anyway, I just bought the new Blu-rays, and we were planning to watch all of them in order. Would you care to join us?
Are you kidding? Watch those CGI fuckfests? If you want to see George Lucas jerk off in the face of his fans, then you're welcome to. I'd rather hang myself while shoving a lightsaber up my ass.
Yeah, well, that's oddly specific. Okay, Meyer, I think I see how it is. But you know where to find us if you change your mind. May the Force be with you, buddy.
Fuck off!
Jesus. What made him hate Star Wars so much?
Well, you see, William Meyer used to be a dedicated Star Wars fan. He had posters on his wall, videos on his shelf, and a love of Star Wars in his heart. He even had a life-sized cardboard cutout of Luke Skywalker tucked away in his closet. But something changed in Meyer's heart. Maybe it was the first time he saw Jar Jar Binks in Episode 1. Or maybe it was Hayden Christensen in Episode 2. Whatever it was, something caused Meyer's heart to shrink two sizes too small, and he grew as cold as a wampa's balls on Hoth. But the spirits of Life Day knew that there was still room for the love of Star Wars in Meyer's heart, and so one fateful night they sent him a special message.
Bah! And that is why I will never, ever watch the Blu-ray release. And done. There, another awesome blog post. Now for my nightly glass of blue milk and a tepid bowl of gruel before bed.
Billy Meyer.
What was that?
Billy Meyer.
What? I must be so angry about Star Wars that I'm hallucinating again.
Wait, again?
I don't know. He was just really fucking weird. But that's a story for another day.
You're not hallucinating, Meyer. It's me, the ghost of Ed.
What? Ed? You died? When did that happen?
Well, technically, I'm only half dead. Remember? Alex said it during last episode. Anyway,
I'm here to deliver a warning to you, Meyer.
A warning? Wait, you don't want to move in with me again, do you? Because I'm still sore from last time.
No.
This is a warning from the spirit world.
Okay, but can you stop with that ghost voice? It's really annoying.
I can't. I have to stay in character.
In that case, make it quick.
You will be visited by three Force ghosts tonight.
Why?
Because you're being a huge bag of dicks!
Thanks for that.
You are the worst kind of Star Wars fanboy. Bitter and jaded, hating the thing you once loved so much.
Is there any other type?
Oh, fuck off.
The first ghost will visit you at midnight. Beware.
Well, that wasn't a bit annoying.
Ugh. Bluff. Jar. Natalie Portman.
He's only 9! How can he hit on someone so hot? What? What a dream. I must have had too much blue milk. Oh look, it's midnight. And no ghosts. What a shocker.
I wouldn't say that just yet.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the ghost of Star Wars Past. Weren't you expecting me?
Star Wars Past? So that's like the original trilogy.
Indeed it is, my little friend. Now I will take you back to when you were just a youngling yourself, to when you were first shown Star Wars by your loving parents.
The original Star Wars? Where Han shoots first? Let's go!
Well then, blast the door, kid, and let's go!
That really doesn't make any sense in this context, but okay. But hang on a minute, though. What's up with that ridiculous voice?
What? You don't like the voice?
No!
Look, kid. My agent told me that it was a Star Wars gig tonight, so I assumed you'd be a nerd and I wanted to relate.
But, well, it's awful and obnoxious. Did you really think that's how all nerds talk? And that by speaking like that, you'd somehow become my friend? Listen, I have a newsflash for you. This isn't Revenge of the Nerds. Not everyone that likes Star Wars
walks around with a paw protector and a slide rule. We're human fucking beings, and we deserve respect.
Whatever, fucknuts. I'm taking you back to relive one of your most treasured memories, so just shut the hell up and show a little gratitude, dickhead. Next stop, your living room, 1991. All aboard the lame train for Meyer's childhood.
Do you really have to be such an asshole about this?
It's either that or the voice.
Carry on, then. Damn it! I miss Han shooting Greedo.
There you are, watching A New Hope for the first time and loving every second of it. And not nearly as much of an asshat as you are now.
Yeah, I really did love watching Episode 4. It instantly became my favorite movie. And still is. When I was a kid, I used to imagine that I was Han Solo. I'd run around the house in my cardboard box. I would pretend I was a Millennium Falcon, saving the princess with my toilet paper tube blaster, taking out Vader so Luke could blow up the Death Star, and all with the help of my dog, Chewbacca.
You're all clear, kid, now let's blow this thing and go home! Pew pew!
That really was one of the best times of my life.
Oh shit, is that the time? Look, I've got this dinner theater thing in about 5 minutes. And if I'm late, no one is going to be there to play the suspicious, but ultimately innocent, Mr. Pendergast. So, I hope you enjoyed your childhood. See ya.
Wait a minute. You spent more time making fun of me than helping me have any sort of revelation. Isn't that what you're here for? To show me the error of my ways or something?
Look, this is a multi-step program. You almost had an epiphany back there, right? When you were looking at yourself running around the house like a little retard in a box? Just hold on to that thought.
Whatever. Just take me home and get lost. This ghost of Star Wars passing really doesn't suit you.
Christ, you're an asshole. The next ghost is coming at 1. I'm going to give him a heads up and let him know what an unbearable twat you are.
Screw you!
So did he learn anything from his past? I mean, it really did seem like he was going to turn some sort of corner when he remembered how much he loved Episode 4.
Shut your trap, boy.
The story's only half over.
Wait, but aren't there 2 more ghosts?
You interrupt me like that again, boy, and I'll whip you.
Sorry.
Oh, must have been a dream. A wonderful, weird dream.
Pardon me, but are you William Meyer?
Holy Sith. Seriously? A protocol droid is a second ghost?
I beg your pardon, Master Meyer, but I was informed that you were rather discourteous to the previous ghost. As such, I was dispatched to ensure the second phase of your therapy would be most agreeable.
So, if you're the second ghost, that means you're the ghost of Star Wars present, and that means prequels.
That's correct, sir.
No. There is nothing that can make this agreeable. Not even Carrie Fisher. No! Natalie Portman. No! Both of them in golden slave bikinis chained to my bed frame could make this agreeable for me.
My word. If you don't calm down, I'm afraid I'll be forced to use my cattle prod.
Use your what? Fuck! Since when do protocol droids carry cattle prods?
Well, I don't usually, sir, but the previous ghost informed me that you were a special case and that I would require a tool, as he put it, to keep that little shit stain in line.
Great. Let's just get this over with. So, where are we? Is that Will's house?
Indeed it is, Master Meyer. Your friends are in there right now watching Star Wars. You could have been there too, but you declined William's invitation.
Of course I declined. I wouldn't be caught dead watching the prequel movies. Not only are they awful, but Lucas changed even more things in the original trilogy. I don't want Greedo to shoot first. I don't want all those stupid CGI animals crowding up the screen on Tatooine. And I definitely don't want fucking Ewoks to fucking blink.
Oh, forgive me, sir. I powered down for a moment. Do you require another dose of the cattle prod?
No. So, what do we do now? Go on to the party and suffer through episode 2?
No, sir. Just watch.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
Say what you want about Attack of the Clones, but at least you finally get to see Yoda in action.
Yeah, that little green bastard sure can move.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Father, I do love this film ever so much. It's my favorite of the Star Wars so far. I can't wait to see episode 3. But what happened to Jar Jar, Papa?
Hopefully something awful.
They're having a good time? They're watching the prequels and enjoying themselves. How's that possible?
Of course they are, sir. They are embracing the spirit of the films and having a good time with them, even though the prequels may not be the best movies. They are also quite inebriated.
Even little Willie W? He's drunk too?
Oh, heavens no, sir. But just like you at that age, he's experiencing Star Wars for the first time. Can't you see that magic in his eyes is just like what you felt in 1991? And Master William gets to share his favorite film with a young boy. Even though the prequels may not be as good as the original trilogy, they still brought joy to many Star Wars fans.
Yeah, maybe Star Wars fans who don't know any better. I can't believe that any good can come out of these movies. And since when is Will a fucking kid? What the hell was that for?
Dreadfully sorry, sir. My hand slipped. Now, shall we get you home? You have an appointment with the third ghost to keep, and I have an oil bath to get to.
Fine. Take me home. One more spirit, and then I'm done with this shit.
And once again, Meyer learned nothing. What's the point of this story, anyway?
Boy, what did I tell you about interrupting?
And what the hell is poking my ass? Is that... Oh, God.
You keep those sweet cheeks planted right where they are, boy. You still have to hear the story about the third and final ghost. Now, in Maya's bedroom, the clock was about to strike 2 a.m.
I'll show them. When that third ghost shows up, I'll be ready. Hello? Who's there? Show yourself! Man, that was my favorite shotgun! I brought it to Walmart on Black Friday! It got me some really great deals! Look, I'm not gonna be intimidated by you. You better be planning to pay for that. It cost me...
Okay. I get the point.
So, what is it you have to show me, Spirit? Where are we, Spirit? Wait a minute. I recognize this place. It's the movie theater in my hometown. Why'd you bring me here? Oh, you're not gonna say anything? I get it. This one's silent type. Okay, I'm not talking back. Wait, what are you pointing at? What does that marquee say? Star Wars Episode 9? Shadow of the Gungans? In holographic 4D? What the hell does that even mean?
Oh, Father, it's so fortuitous that Uncle Meyer couldn't be with us for the premiere of this movie.
Yes, it is, son. It's a good thing he hanged himself.
Of course I hanged myself. I'd never want to live to see this steaming pile of Bantha poodoo.
But, Father... Isn't it possible that it was all an accident? A case of autoerotic asphyxiation?
Well, he did have that lightsaber jammed pretty far up his ass, so I guess we'll never know.
Damn it, now I know what my kink is.
Tell me, Spirit, are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that may be only? I will not be the man I was. I will honor Star Wars in my heart and keep it all the year. Oh, tell me I may sponge away the writing on this marquee. Please, Spirit, send me back. Give me a chance to change my ways. Please, Spirit, send me back. Oh, half of Ed! A change has been wrought within me! I'll be the Star Wars fan I once was. Listen to me. I'm even speaking weird. When have I ever said wrought before? The Blu-ray party! I can still go! Thank the Maker! Will! Let me in! I've changed! I want to watch Star Wars again!
Meyer? Man, I'm so glad you changed your mind. You're just in time.
Will, you wouldn't believe the night I had. There was half of Ed's ghost and a douchebag and a robot and you had a British kid.
Okay, someone's riding the crazy train.
Listen, none of that matters now, okay? Because I love Star Wars again and I want to watch the Blu-ray with you guys.
That's great, Meyer. We were about to start episode 3.
Episode 3? Okay. Episode 3, I could do that. It's not so bad. It's fun. There's lightsabers, which are cool, and killing younglings. Execute Order 66. Alright. I can do this. Episode 3. Revenge of the... I can't do it. Nope. Can't fucking do it. Call me and get to New Hope.
Oh. Looks like you were right, Ryan. Inception doesn't work after all.
Told ya. And that's the story of how Maya regained his love of Star Wars and learned the true meaning of Life Day.
What? But he didn't learn anything. He still hated the prequel trilogy in the end. I mean, I got the message that you should just lighten up and appreciate the movies for what they are. But Life Day? You barely mentioned Life Day at all. Hell, there wasn't even a single Wookiee in that story.
What did I tell you about talking back, boy? Now take down your trousers and bend over.
What? No. I just came in here to use the phone. I could have been out here 30 minutes ago if you hadn't forced me to listen to that asinine story.
You're only making it worse for yourself, boy. Pants down now.
Ow! Oh, God! Ow! What? Stop! No!
You're all good.
You hit me! Ow, that's the buckle! Ow, no! Stop! Cut it out!
Well, hey everyone, welcome back, and hope you enjoyed that very special episode of Ragnarok, a Life Day Carol. I thought it was pretty good.
My favorite part was whipping Eric.
Yeah.
That wasn't mine.
Yeah,
or
that
was it?
I know, we cut that out, but that went on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, Eric and I are both method actors, so we actually had to do it in order to get into the parts.
You missed us moving on to the Cat of Nine Tails.
Mm. Yeah, that was... Some things could not be unseen.
Speaking of which, Eric, I'm going to have to disinfect your ass after this.
Alright, cool. Let's do this.
That's a terrible job. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Well, I did just whip him for the past 20 minutes, so I feel like I owe it to him.
We take it one for the team.
I'm not even sitting down right now. That would be too horrible.
Anyway, speaking of horrible, that's how we all feel because we haven't played Derek's voicemail yet. I know we said we would, and we will. We just wanted to save it for a regular episode where it can shine in all of its glory.
And we've got two voicemails. We're going to play them during the next episode, we promise.
Or maybe the episode after that. Because the next episode is going to be a little special, too. But we hope you all enjoyed our scripted Life Day episode. I mean... Not scripted.
It wasn't
scripted. That actually happened.
No. Absolutely.
I got fucking choked by Darth Vader. It sucked.
That was all ad-libbing.
And all that...
No, it wasn't ad-libbing. It was real, Will. It was like a documentary.
I got choked by Darth Vader.
All that music and those sound effects, those just happened.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was a little bit upset that I couldn't get to my dick when he was choking me, because then I'd be like, stop.
I'm sorry, I was drunk the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were pretty drunk, Will. Anyway, you can always listen to the podcast on our website at www.ragnarok.com. Please download us on iTunes and rate us well, so that way other people will see us and everyone will hop onto that Ragnarok bandwagon. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Ragnarok. That's what all the cool kids do. You can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok. And you can even call us and leave us a voicemail, like two people have done. What's that number, Ryan?
Yeah, if you want to be one of the ever-expanding circle of cool people who have left us voicemails, just call 516-362-NERD or 516-362-6373.
All right, thank you, numbers man.
Yeah.
Comic poll.
What? Oh, yes! Our comic poll is closed, and Maya was so keen to point that out.
Three votes!
Because he is the winner.
I was one behind.
There was three votes total.
There were three votes total.
Meyer
received two votes.
Number two. Wait, I'm number one.
I'm number one.
I got two votes. I'm number one.
Ryan, we're going to have to console each other later.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well.
So everyone stay tuned, because Meyer's comic is going to be coming in 2012.
2012.
We're all looking forward to those crazy madcap fantasy adventures.
Oh, it's crazy.
And madcap.
And madcap.
And fantasy.
Yeah.
And adventures.
Yeah.
And adventure.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Alex.
I'm Eric.
I'm Will.
I'm Meyer.
And I'm Ryan.
This has been another episode of Ragnarok.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yep.
Okay.
Have a good one.
I got the alcohol here. Just bend down.
All right. Let's do it in the bathroom, guys. Jesus. On again.
Cast iron cauldron deep enough to drown it was down there in. Broken chairs, spilling stuffing that looked like chicken and dumplings she got sick on once. And that nasty ringer thing that sucked her arm right up to the shoulder was waiting for her to come near again. My head screamed as she unwound the wet bed sheets to free her flattened arm. And her arm, oh, how her arm had tingled, and if it was broken, well, maybe she could roll into the silvery little tears and dirty curls. She wasn't going down there. Now she heard the spray and rattle of buckshot hitting the foundation walls, the pipes growling like guts, the belching fiery furnace. Oh no! No, maybe that was him belching instead of shooting that gulping, skittery bird dead. Then he was supposed to pluck it, gut the port on plucker, and bring it on upstairs to Maude, roasted the rowboat-sized